It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 748. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and subscribing to the show. Please visit the main website at miketechshow.com. You can email me questions and suggestions for show topics at miketechshow@gmail.com. You can leave me a voicemail message on Skype. That's Mike Tech Show, all one word. You can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/MikeTechShow, and also facebook.com/MikeTechShow. The show is brought to you by Instant House Call. Remotely support your customers unattended and on-demand through firewalls. Try it free by clicking on the link on my website at miketechshow.com. Use the promo code MikeTechShow for your free 15-day trial. Also, you can go directly to instanthousecall.com. This show is also brought to you by Magnus Box. Magnus Box is your one-stop shop for secure, online, single source across all OS platforms for a reliable, encrypted, secured backup. This is your answer, whether it's a Windows workstation, a server, a Linux system, or a Mac. Magnus Box works across all platforms. If you mention you heard it on the Mike Tech Show, your monthly platform fee will be reduced in half for your first 3 months. Now, coming next week, a huge new product option from Magnus Box that is a game changer. I've been speaking with Mike about it. I can't give any details except put a tease out there. You are going to love this feature. I can't wait until it's added. And there'll be more about this next week. So stay tuned for that. MagnusBox.com. Go over there, get your trial, and test it out. All right. A bunch of things and some things changed for this show. Originally, this show, I was going to have my son with me, who's down here in Florida. And then I already had some material put together. He is out with my wife right now. They were at the beach all day, but it's been raining all day. And they were just letting me stay home and suffer because I am not real pleasant to be around right now. I broke my left shoulder on Tuesday. I was stupid. I was getting up in the middle of the night. It's a very high bed. I fell and right into a very large wooden nightstand where I was on the floor in agony. It took my son, my wife, and it was very hard to even get up. I could not move my arm. I still can't move my arm, my shoulder. It was dislocated and there's a cracked bone. They had to put the shoulder back in its socket after x-rays in the ER. And now, luckily, they put me out. They got an anesthesiologist and for a few minutes, they knocked me out, thank God, to put that back in. Now, that reduced some of the pain, but I'm still in real pain, and it is very difficult to move. I'm in a sling for 2 weeks. I can function. Thank God I have my right hand. I'm heading back to Pennsylvania on Saturday. I seen an orthopedic surgeon yesterday. They said just a couple weeks for the sling. It's going to take 3 months to heal, but the cracked bone does not need any surgery. So that's a good thing. So right now, I just got to suffer through. Anybody watching live, you can see the strap around my neck. That's the part of the sling. So the sling that the hospital gave me, oh, it actually hurt. I went online right away on Amazon. I even got another sling coming tomorrow. So this sling arrived today that I'm wearing now, and it is far more comfortable and easier to work with to get in and out of it. Think of losing all mobility in one hand. It was very difficult just to lift the microphone and the mixer and get that hooked up today here for the show. I'm typing with one finger on my right hand. So bear with me as I continue to do the shows. So tonight's show, Stories in the Trenches, that's been happening for the last few days. And I have a sign into office problem where we also have, we're going to talk about phishing emails and that big email send problem. We're going to talk about how that got all resolved over the weekend. Then I have some utilities to talk about. Going to talk a little bit about PCI compliance testing. Then I have rain meter. Going to talk 11 tips on cleaning up space on your Android. That's from PC World. I want to go over that because I don't give enough love to the Android, and I know a lot of you have it because I'm still on the iPhone and in the iPhone, the Apple ecosystem. So I seen that and I wanted to talk about it. Also, there's some links on running Windows apps on a Chromebook. So that could be very interesting. So right now, the stories from in the trenches. A while back, I talked about a send problem that a client of mine had with Office 365, so Outlook 365. He's on SureWeb for his hosted Exchange email. Everybody else in the office did not have this problem. We completely redid the system. We reinstalled the operating system, reinstalled Office, created a new profile, worked with Microsoft for hours. I've been talking about this all, working with SureWeb. Here's what the solution was. On Saturday, we got permission from the user. SureWeb backed up everything from the account to a PST. They deleted the account, recreated it from scratch, and had me test. Now, they're doing this on the server, and it worked. And messages, instead of being delayed for 2.5 minutes, they went out instantly. We ran like that for 2 days. So late Monday, I then downloaded the PST from a private FTP area that they stored it. It was like 24 gig. And we just attached it as a PST because we didn't want to repump any of the mail in case some of the messages or something was corrupt that was causing the delay in sending. I just now, on Thursday, after working on this, you know, Monday and Tuesday with my client, I didn't hear from him at all. And SureWeb reached out to me today and said, hey, Mike, are we finally resolved? What's good? I called my client. He is happy, finally, after months and months of a sending delay. It's finally fixed. But it was literally recreating a new account on the Exchange server that SureWeb hosts. So I wanted to just review that solution. Been seeing a lot of really good phishing emails to clients. They are getting so much better. Usually you could tell when there was a phishing scam, but some really, really good ones. And from all sorts of pretend PayPal, pretend Amazon, a lot of Amazon I'm seeing where we need to, your account's been compromised and you need to reset your password and people fall for it and boom, they give away their credentials. So if any email, and this is what you need to teach everybody, any email that comes in, you need to, if it asked you to do something, you don't do it, and you go directly to the website. So if you get an email from Amazon that's telling you to do something, don't believe it. Go to Amazon.com, log in, and see if there's a problem with your account. See if there's any charges. Take a look at your orders. You know, same with PayPal. Don't click on links to anything that you get from an email. So I've been battling with that. The first link for tonight is a sign in to Office. And you're like, sign in to Office? If you have Office 365, then one of the things that you have to walk your client through sometimes is setting up the sign in to put their credentials, because sometimes you have to re-enter them. Now, with the PC, I know exactly where they are. You just go to File, Account Info, and it's right there. But for the Mac, for iOS, for Android, on the web, you got a bunch of different options. So this link from Microsoft succinctly goes over where you click PC, Mac, iOS, Android, or on the web, and it's very easy to send to a client or for yourself to walk you through. I'll give you an example. I don't use the Mac enough for signing in to Office to validate my account. So when this happened this week, I had to find a way to describe exactly to my client how to do it. And now this link, when I was looking for it, just seemed to answer everything. So that's the first link for tonight. PCI compliance testing. This is interesting. My client failed on a test that was saying their Linux box, which they don't have any Linux, needed patching. Well, upon researching, it's the Verizon business router that actually is failing. And there's a couple options. One, will Verizon update it and do any patching? No. Will they exclude it as a false positive to allow that to continue? Not sure. That's what my client's working with the company that performed the external test. And then the other option, we just replace the router with a router that's compliant with their phone system and their Office TVs. We got to make sure that it's the proper, you know, Fios modem that will work. And I can always get a different IP address and have it defer to a different router that we control and make sure it's patched in the updated firmware. So just wanted to describe going through PCI compliance test, and it's the Verizon router that's failing. Now, speaking with Verizon, last week, my son was there and left high and dry at an office where we're upgrading from Comcast to Verizon. Verizon didn't show up. Spent hours waiting for them. And then more time on the phone. So one of the things we're doing, and I had this happen once before with Verizon, they might compensate your client for your time when it's their fault. So I'm going to, on my quarterly invoice, I'm going to just include the time that we spent. But I'm going to make a separate invoice that my client can submit to Verizon customer service so they could get compensated for our time, which helps a great deal. Now, they're rescheduled for next Thursday, and we've confirmed that a couple times, so let's hope they show up and everything looks good. Seems like something happened with the order, and it made it look like there was no order, and that's why they didn't dispatch anybody. Some utilities. So I came across this, I forget what magazine I was reading. It is called Rain Meter. So it's a desktop customization tool. It allows you to display customizable skins on your desktop, from hardware usage meters to fully functional audio visualizers. And you're only limited to your imagination and creativity. It's open source. This looked kind of cool. I haven't had time to play with it yet, so this will be in the show notes, and the link is just Rain, R-A-I-N, and it's doing a lot of raining right now, where I'm at, rainmeter.net. So take a look at that. I remember a long time ago when I was doing shows that one of my biggest fans and listener, Barbara, and she went by Citizen X in the chat. And some of my early shows, she always used to like that I would assign homework for things like this. Now, this isn't so much homework as something to play with, something to get rid of the monotony if you need something to do. This is, I look for things like that for fun if I have time. And you might like this if you can do some customization for your desktop. That just looked pretty cool, so I figured I would share that. Now, on to the Android 11 quick ways to clear space on an overstuffed Android phone. 1, clear out all cached app data. So if you dig into the app storage settings screen and tap on an individual app, you'll notice that each app has its own stash of cached files and data, so you can get rid of that. Tame your Chrome browser. So one of the biggest background abuses of your phone space is a web browser. So you have all of that cache that you can clear the storage. So take a look at different apps, individual apps that you're using. Clean up your downloads from downloading different programs. I know my downloads always gets abused on my PC, and that's an area that I can always go to free up some space. So clean up your downloads. 4, dump photos that are already backed up. You should have a process of moving your files from your phone to somewheres that you can save. My wife has a Galaxy. She always runs out of space every few months, and it's always the photos. I borrow her phone. I connect it to my PC. I transfer all of the photos. I then delete the photos once I know they've been successfully transferred, and then I move them to the Synology. So she has access to them, and they're backed up. And the Synology is backed up. So, very important. Manage downloaded music, movies, and podcasts. Go through. Maybe you got too many Mike Tech shows going back. Look through all your podcast history and music. That's another big culprit. But now here, I'm traveling on a plane on Saturday, and I rely on the music that is on my iPhone 7 and, of course, my iPad. But I'll tell you, with no use of my left arm, I'm not going to pull out the iPad, I'm sure. I'll wear a shirt with a pocket that I can just have my iPhone on and then my AirPods, and I can listen to music for the ride home. Erase offline areas in Google Maps. Interesting. Unload your least used apps. If you got apps there and they're taking up space, get rid of them if you're not using them. Use your phone's storage tools to manage your storage. It'll tell you how much space is being used and what's consuming it. Turn on smart storage. Now, I don't know about this. Oreo, I guess, version of the Android, includes a new toggle called smart storage that can work wonders without needing to do a thing. Flip it on, and your phone will automatically clear out the biggest space-stealing culprits, photos and videos. Now, I don't know if I want it to automatically clear photos. We got to make sure they're all backed up. And since we all forget to clear out our photo libraries regularly, you can choose to automatically remove backed-up photos and videos after 30, 60, or 90 days. This one option is extremely important. Get an SD card. Find out what the largest SD card that your phone can handle. Get the SD card and make sure you're saving a lot of things to that. And the last one, take advantage of Google Drive. I don't know about that. Google Drive, OneDrive, your favorite, whether it be Dropbox, whatever your favorite online storage is, certainly that's a great way to offload a lot of your storage. So hopefully those tips will help you or your clients to clean up some of the Android. The final two links for tonight, how to run Windows apps on a Chromebook. I seen this. It caught my attention. I have not used it. I know there's certain requirements you need. I think you need an Intel chip where a lot of Chrome Chromebooks are the ARM processor. I don't know if it works with all of them. So there is for the Google Play Store, there's a crossover on Chrome OS beta that I have a link to. And then the article, everything that you need, you'll have to have at least 2 gigs of RAM installed, 200 megs of storage space free. I would love to get some reports back on how this is. Let me know. Hit me up with some emails. Maybe even record some comments. I'd love to know, because this is the major sticking point on deciding between a regular laptop or a Chromebook. I always tell my client, can you live in a Chrome browser and nothing else? Now, there's lots of good extensions that can make the Chromebook useful. I've traveled, matter of fact, a few years ago, I traveled to Germany with just using a Chromebook and my extensions. One of the great extensions was a remote into a PC that I had running Instant House Call, so I could run Instant House Call from my Chromebook. Another one was just the Netflix app and some basic apps that I could do, you know, anything I needed. You know, I made sure I had an app. But it's still not a full laptop. And there's regular applications that you're not going to be able to install. Does this crossover extension make it now more of an option? And that's what we need to take a look at. Will Chromebooks, with the ability to run Windows apps, is that a game changer? I don't know. So I think my Chromebook might be too old. I'm going to try it when I get back to Pennsylvania. I don't have my Chromebook down with me. But when I was seeing these links, I was very fascinated. And I want to know, you know, take a few moments, you know, report back to me. All right. Short show tonight, because it's just been, you know, very, very tough week. And I'm still in a lot of pain. And I will keep you posted, but I'm not going to bore you with follow-ups to this. So with my arm, so hopefully the shoulder will start to heal and just to get out of that pain stage. So if you are using Amazon or know anyone that uses Amazon, please use the link that Carrie Holzman and I share. It's in the show notes at miketechshow.com, also tech-vets.com. Click on that link before you add things to your cart. I know it's a pain in the butt of an extra step, but that really supports the show and helps a great deal to Carrie Holzman and myself. Also, check out Instant House Call, instanthousecall.com, Magnus Box. Take a look next week for a feature that's just going to make it so much more easier for you to want to use Magnus Box. So can't wait to be able to talk about that. Can't wait to start installing that for some clients. That's just great news. Also, Fabs Auto Backup, just an incredible program to transfer all the settings and your data from one operating system to another, or just one system to another, that you want to just get just all the browser information and cache and bookmarks. It, just doing that is very, very big. So that is it for tonight's show. Hope to see you back at regular time next week. And everybody take care. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Please visit techpodcast.com.